This is John Batchelor, a conversation with my colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang and Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurie Institute about the factions, the families, the cronies, the nepotism of the Chinese Communist Party. In this passage, Charles Burton describes how it is that Xi Jinping has suppressed the factions, the families, the nepotism, the cronyism, and making it all about himself. And that is not healthy for a system that depends upon debate and adjustment and collective decision-making. Here's Charles Burton, McDonnell Laurier Institute, describing very carefully the situation now, not frozen forever, now for Xi Jinping, a man who has extended his reign past the accepted 2 terms.
Well, I think that, you know, at the time that Xi Jinping came into power, there were 2 main factions, the Youth League faction, which was a bit more populist, more concerned about the benefit of ordinary people, which was headed by Hu Jintao, who, you know, did assume the leadership. He was a weak leader, but he was on top. And then the Shanghai business-oriented, more corrupt faction headed by Jiang Zemin. Early on in the regime, Xi Jinping purged 2 key Politburo members who would have overseen the, you know, the system of corruption and nepotism. The first being Bo Xilai, who fell related to a scandal, which may or may not be true, that his wife had ordered the murder of Neil Haywood, a British businessman who is alleged to have tried to squeeze the Bo family for significant amounts of money or reveal their own corruption. And then Zhou Yongkang, who was actually a member of the Standing Committee of the Politburo, who had very strong military connections and was overseeing the security sector. Both of these purges then led to the current situation where there really aren't identifiable factions within the party or identifiable strains of thought or, you know, publications that represent different views as there were under Hu Jintao when you had this kind of interplay between the populists and the business technocratic-oriented group. Now it's all about Mr. Xi, and woe betide anyone that tries to engage in any kind of factionalism outside of him, because the whole purpose of his anti-corruption campaign is to purge people who challenge his power base by setting up alternative bases of power, either economic and ideological. So the situation now is you have an awful lot of people who feel excluded from the regime, who could potentially come back to haunt Mr. Xi if things continue to falter and if he's not able to continue to enjoy the support of people because of ever-increasing living standards and a sense of pride in China's very aggressive international maneuvering.
More of this later.